8 p.m, one last round of news.
Good evening. Here are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather with me, John Baker. Luxair is warning passengers of potential disruption to its services to and from Portugal tomorrow due to a nationwide general strike affecting sectors such as aviation and public transport. In a communication sent today, the airline said services on its Luxembourg Porto and Luxembourg Lisbon routes are currently planned to operate, but delays are likely, and travellers should prepare for disruption to local public transport and allow extra time to get to the airport. The Minister of Health and Social Security, Martine Deprez, has announced today that the introduction of electronic sick notes will come into effect in January 2026 and that Luxembourg has begun preparatory work to participate in a Europe-wide system for the use and exchange of medical data. The European patient file is scheduled to launch by March 2029, and once active, this digital file will log treatments a patient receives within the EU and enable doctors abroad to access key information from the patient's national record, such as current medications or allergies. Following the evaluation of Luxembourg's politicians and the government's popularity on Tuesday, the second part of the PolitMonitor survey focuses on the issues that worry Luxembourgs the most. Housing remains the top problem at 70%, ahead of the international geopolitical situation, which is 64%, and increased traffic, 53%. The rise of right-wing extremism follows it with 50%, as does the pension system, climate change on 49%, and the economic situation, 29%. In international news, in a proposal laid out yesterday, the administration of the US President Donald Trump plans to order visa-exempt foreign tourists to disclose their social media histories from the last 5 years before entering the country. Under the proposed new rules, the collection of social media data would become mandatory part of the ESTA applications. And the EU General Court dealt a blow to the European Commission today in reducing what was initially a record fine against US chipmaker Intel to 237 million euros, a quarter of the original sum. Brussels had imposed an initial 1.06 billion euro fine on the group in 2009 for abusing its dominant market position between 2002 and 2007 and attempting to drive its only serious competitor, AMD, out of the microprocessor market. Sports now, and Liverpool great Steven Gerrard believes the club still need Mohamed Salah, as he urged the star forward to reverse away from an extraordinary outburst where he accused the faltering Premier League champions of throwing him under the bus. The Egypt international was omitted from the squad that travelled to Italy for yesterday's 1-0 Champions League win at Inter Milan following his attack on manager Arne Slot and the club hierarchy after being left on the bench for last weekend's 3-3 draw at Leeds. And finally, rugby. New Zealand international winger Sevu Reese will join French side Perpignan next season, provided the Catalan club retain its place in the top 14, although the team are currently bottom of the top 14 with just 1 point from 11 games and 6 points behind Montbaudin in the relegation playoff spot. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and as the night draws in, the conditions will remain misty and overcast, with the temperature dropping to around 7 degrees overnight. Thursday will start off foggy again in places, but when this lifts, the day will remain cloudy, although it should stay relatively dry with a top temperature of 9 to 10 degrees.